Today's shiur is Masechta Tainus on Daf Yud Zayin. We will begin on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, the second last line at the Amud, at the two dots, with the words Rabbi Yehuda Aimer. The Gemara begins with that part of the Mishnah which says Rabbi Yehuda Aimer lo yoyatzorch loimer zichroinus. We have learned that on the Tanesim, which had to do with bringing rain, with asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain, there was a total of 24 brachas of the Shemayna Esrei, the regular 18 plus an additional 6. And the Tana Kama's opinion was that two of those 6 were the same brachas of Zichroinus and Shofros, which we say on Rosh Hashanah. However, Rabbi Yehuda had argued in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda said that you one does not need to say Zichroinus and Shofros, but rather he brought a pasuk from Malachim Aleph and a pasuk from Yirmiyah, that those were the psukim that one should say. The Run tells us that the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, which says Loi Hayatzorach Loimer, it would seem to be optional. It's not necessary for him to say Zichronis V'Sharfis, but it's Mashmah. He could say it if he wanted to. Actually, the Run says Loi Hayatzorach Loimer of Rabbi Yehuda means that he should not say Zichronis V'Sharfis. Why, in fact, is it written in such a Lashon that it was not necessary for him to say it? So the Run explains that I would have thought that Zichronis V'Sharfis are already brachas that are kavua. They're established brachas, which we find that we say on Rosh Hashanah. So perhaps on a Yom Tainus for Kshamim, we should use those standardized brachas that have already been used elsewhere. So on that, Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you don't need it, even though we use it elsewhere. But on a Yom Tainus for Kshamim, we're going to have our own independent brachas, and they come from the psukim in Malachim Aleph and in Yirmiyah. According to the Gevur Sari, the siyum of the bracha is like we have by Zichroinus and Shofros. Baruch Atah Hashem, the end, Zoicher Abris, the end is taka the same. What Rabbi Yehuda means is that the psukim in the beginning of the bracha are from Malachim Aleph and from Yirmiyah. Begins the Gemara. Amar of Ada Demin Yafa. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Why, in fact, is Rabbi Yehuda say that one should not use Zichroinus and Shofros on the Yemei Tainus Geshamim? Lefi Shein Oimrim Zichroinus V'Shofros, as we turn to Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Ella B'Rosh Hashanah B'Yovlois U'B'Shas Mulchama. We only mention Zichroinus and Shofros at 3 times during the year. One of them is on Rosh Hashanah. Let's see the Rashi on this. Rashi brings down Kedamrin of Rosh Hashanah. Imru Lefonai Malchius V'Zichroinus V'Shofros. It's interesting that Rashi brings down the word Malchius, although even according to the Tana Kama, who says to use Zichroinus and Shofros, but Malchius, he also is mighted that that's reserved only for Rosh Hashanah and not for Yemei Kshamim. So Malchius is not a discussion over here between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda. The whole discussion is Zichroinus and Shofros. Yet Rashi throws in the Gemara, Malchius, Zichroinus and Shofros, even though we're not discussing Malchius, but because he's quoting from that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Imru Lefonai Malchius, Zichroinus, Ubameh, B'Shofros, so he's quoting that whole Gemara. Then the second time that Rabbi Yehuda says we use Zichroinus and Shofros are B'Yovlis. This refers, as Rashi says, on Yom Kippur of Yovel. We learned in Masechta Rosh Hashanah that Shava HaYovel Rosh Hashanah L'Tkiyas U'Brachas, that the Yom Kippur of Yovel, the 50th year, is equal concerning Tkiyas and the Brachas. So then we use Shofros and Zichroinus. And finally, Rashi brings down B'Shas Mulchama. The third time that we use it is B'Shas Mulchama, says Rashi. The Pasuk in Bamidbar says, V'chisavoyu Mulchama Ba'artzichem, Al Atzar Hatzareschem, when you will have a battle against the enemy. And the Pasuk concludes, V'hari Oysa Mechatzaitres, you should blow the trumpets, V'niskartem Lefnei Hashem Lekechem, you will be remembered in front of Hashem, V'noishatem Eivechem, and you will be saved from your enemies. So on when you're surrounding a siege in battle, that's also a time of saying Zichroinus and Shofros. And what Rabbi Yehuda is trying to say is, but not when it comes to a tainus of Geshamim. Now it's interesting what Rashi concludes. V'lo yadinin mino isparish to oimer brachas upsuke malchi is zechronis v'sharifus b'shas melchama. We don't see from that pasuk exactly, says Rashi, that you one says brachas and the psukim of malchi is zechronis v'sharifus. So Rashi ends off with a question. Even though we see that you're supposed to blow the shayfus and the blowing will remember you to Hashem and He will save you, but we don't see a remez that you actually said psukim or brachas. Now here once again it's interesting, and the Meforshim speak about it, that Rashi says we say psukim of malchi is zechronis v'sharifus. Again, the issue over here is not malchi. I was thinking, it's definitely a doichik, that since Rashi before had already mentioned Malchus and Zechronis when he didn't have to, so again, he's putting all three together. But Negea Ar Sugya, it's actually Zechronis and Shaifer. So Rashi ends off with a question, how do you know that you need psukim and brachas of Zechronis and Shaifer by Shas Melchama? Now the Run points out that the whole machloikis in our sugi is negeya, a tainus of kshamim. But negeya, shas mochama, there is no machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama. Both of them agree that we say zechronis and shayfris. So the Run says that lav dafke mochama, who are then any tzara that Klal Yisrael faces, and mochama is one of the tzaras, if a Klal Yisrael is facing dever, pestilence, rov, hunger. There are many different kinds of tzaras, Rachmana Litzlan. So Shas Muhammad says the Run is only an example of tzaras, but actually, for all tzaras, one would do Zechroinus and Shaifris, Bishas Tfilah, and the Shas Muhammad is not worse than the other tzaras. So in a sense, the Run is coming to answer Rashi's question, that sin, Ein Chanami, we don't need to see from the Pasuk directly that one says brachas of and tefillas psukim of zechronis shayfris, but rather we just see that it's a tzara when you have to be in a war. There's an enemy who wants to attack you, and you're in time of danger, and you're in a time of a tzara. So then it becomes in the category of all other tzaras, and in all tzaras one has a tainus, and one says zechronis and shayfris. But it's interesting. The Beis Yosef is medayik from the Rambam that we only say it, we only say 24 brachas, as it says in our Mishnah. The Run wants to be medayik that we say 24 brachas, not only by Muhammad, we say it by all kinds of tzoras as well. And Beis Yosef says, no, from the Rambam we see, the Rambam's lashon is, Bechol yoy mishevet haniyoy shel motar mispalul naseder zeh. When do you use the 24 brachas? You add 6 brachas to the other 18. That is only by motar, by the tainus of motar. It's mashma, says the Beis Yosef. The Rambam is putting a stress that it's only these unique tanesim that have to do with bringing rain where one actually uses the 24 brachas. Why is Geshem different than the other Asaurus? It's not clear why. Rabbi Yehuda had a Kabbalah that one only uses the Chorazah Sharifas by these three cases, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur of Yovel, and Shas Melchama. Continues the Mishnah. Al HaRishayna Hu Aymer Mishana Savram. So we saw that there were 6 brachas. Actually, the Gemara is going to say there were 7. And the pshat in the 7th, even though there's really 6, the pshat in the 7th is that's the bracha of Goyal Yisrael. In Goyal Yisrael, there were certain additions to that bracha. But once we make those additions, we also change the ending of that bracha. But it's not an additional bracha. It's a changed bracha. So it comes out there were 6 additional brachas, and there was a 7th which we added tefillahs to that bracha, and we changed the nusach at the end of the bracha. And it's interesting that in each of these brachas, we mention one of our earlier gedolim, our avos, other great neviim, and also we mention a unique type of tefillah. Like the Gemara is going to discuss. For example, the discussion of the Gemara is the fourth bracha. So you, Hashem, who answered you, Shmuel, b'mitzvah, you should answer us, v'yishma b'kol tzakaschem. So it's, we mention a gadol, Shmuel, and we mention a type of tefillah, tzaka. Baruch atah Hashem, shemeya tzaka. By the fifth one, we say, mishon es aliyo bahar karmel, hu yan eschem, v'yishma b'kol tzakaschem, yom zeh, baruch atah Hashem, shemeya tefillah. So by Shmuel, it was Tzaka. By Elio, it was Tvila. And so on with the other great leaders of Klal Yisrael. We mention their name and we mention a unique Tvila. So Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Yesh Machlif and Tzaka Elio with Tvila Shmuel. Some changed it around from our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we have Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeh Tzaka associated with Shmuel. And we have Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeh Tvila associated with Elio. And some changed it around. They put Tzaka for Elio and Tvila for Shmuel. Now, if they did that, we have to find a source in Navi that will back this up, that there was such a lashon of tefillah by these great gedolim. So, the Gemara questions that. Bishlam gabi Shmuel k'siv be tefillah. We find by Shmuel tefillah. And there's a word which is understood by the Gemara, but it's not explicit, and that is b'mitzvah. It's not only that we find tefillah, because the lashon of the bracha, the way we have is, mi sha'ana Shmuel b'mitzvah. Mitzvah hu yan eschem. So if we're ending off Baruch atah Hashem Shemeya Tefillah, we have to find Tefillah in Mitzvah, because part of the brach is Shmuel and Mitzvah. So that, the Gemara says, we find. Bishlam Megabi Shmuel Ksiv Beit Tefillah in Mitzvah Uksiv Beit Tzaka, and we also find Tzaka in Mitzvah. Let us see the Rashi. Rashi is going to tell us the source for this. So Rashi says, tzaka dichsiv. First, the Rashi before. Rashi says by the Rashi diver amaskel tzaka l'aliyo al mishon es aliyo chayshem shemeya tzaka ubishmuel shemeya tefillah. So this is the way they change it. So where do we find tefillah by Shmuel? So Rashi concludes, Dichsiv beit tefillah, kiptzu es kol Yisrael ha-mitzpasa, ve-espal batchem. So we find tefillah, and we find it in mitzvah. That's very good. What about tzaka? So tzaka is not so clear, but Rashi gives the following shot. We find in Perek Tezvav in Shmuel, Vayicha l'Shmuel, after Shmuel had, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had tainas against Shaul, and they wanted to remove Shaul from the Malchus, Vayizak el Hashem kol alayla, and the Pasuk says that Shmuel cried out to Hashem, Vayizak el Hashem kol alayla. And Rashi says that we can say that that was a mitzvah. Because after the parsha of Kiptzu Kol Yisrael Mitzvah, it says, Nichamti Kimlachti Yeshol. So Rashi ends off, Kach Shamati. I heard that's the pshat. Even though if you look in the psukim there, the word mitzvah is not written. But Rashi says, since I find the tefillah was a mitzvah, it makes sense that the tzaka to Hashem, concerning the fact that they wanted to remove Shaul from being the melech, that also occurred in mitzvah. So the Gemara is saying that we could make a switch by Shmuel. We could say that instead of having tzaka by Shmuel, we have tefillah by Shmuel, because we find both tefillah and tzaka by Shmuel. But by Elio, Elagabayo, Tvila, Ksiv. It says Tvila, as Rashi brings down, because in Har HaKarmel, with the Nevi'e Abal, it says, Aneini Hashem Aneini. And what's the Pashup Shad in Aneini? Rashi says, Lashim Bakashu Tvila. It's davening to Hashem. So we find Tzaka, but we find the Tvila, but Tzaka likes it, but we don't find Tzaka. So how could this Brisa, Yesh Machlifin, some turn around and put Tzaka for Eliyahu? We don't find Tzaka by Eliyahu. The Gemara answers, Aneni Hashem, Aneni Lashon Tzaakahi. Not like you thought that Aneni must mean a Lashon Tefillah, but in fact, Aneni, answer me, could also be construed that that is a Lashon of Tzaakah, crying out to Hashem. Not only Tefillah, Memela, we could include it for Elio. So either way that you have the Girsa would be correct, because we find Tefillah and Tzaakah by both Shmuel and Elio. Continues the Mishnah, Ala Shishis Uaymer Mishon Es Yoina, Ala Shviyis Uaymer Mishon Es David. So we already explained there's only six brachas that we're adding. The seventh is Goyal Yisrael, which we just change the end of the bracha. We don't add a whole new bracha, and we add components to the bracha itself and change the ending, but it's not a brand new bracha. That's the pshat in Shishis and Shviyis. What's bothering the Gemara now is the Seder. Who lived before whom? So we had in the seventh bracha, we have that it is David and Shlaima. Mishon as David ve Shlaima, and you can find this on Daf Tezvav Amar Aleph in the Mishnah, two lines from the bottom. Who, the one Hashem who answered David and Shlaima benoi b'Yerushalayim, who yan eschem v'yishma b'kot tzakaschem ayom ezeh, baruch ato Hashem, hamerachem ala oretz. The Gemara's question is, michti, let's see. Yoina basu David u'Shlaima have, Yoina lived after David and Shlaima, my time of magdam liberation. So why in the Seder of the Brachas do we put Yoina before David Ushlaima? And for the Gemara, Mishum Deboi Lemichsa, Merachem Aloret. Since, as we just mentioned, the last line on the Mishnah of Tezvav Amud Aleph, Baruch Ato Hashem, HaMerachem Aloretz, and Rashi gives two pshatim. One pshat is that David and Shlaima, we find they were mispalel on Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, kach shamati, inami, a second pshat, they were the ones who worked to build up the base of Migdash. And that is the ikar of the Oretz. So this is another pshat that I have heard. In fact, the Bach takes out the first kach shamati and says that's a toss. So Rashi gave his own pshat first, and then he said, kach shamati, I heard a second pshat, and the second pshat is because since David and Shlaima worked for the Beis HaMikdash and built the Beis HaMikdash, therefore that's the ikar of Eretz Yisrael. So we could say that David and Shlaima were mispalel for Eretz Yisrael, merachem al Eretz, and what is the essence of Eretz Yisrael? It's the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. So since we want to end off all of these special brachas with the nusach of Merachim al Oretz, and who does that, is that personified by? David and Shlaima. Say, we not going to do it like a Seder. In fact, the Yerushalmi asked the same question al Elio. How do we put in the Seder, which we just had before? The fifth bracha is Elio. Elio lived after David and Shlaima. So again, we're not Keseder. So the answer of the Bavli will be the same as the for the Kasha of the Yerushalmi as well. We're not going in order here. Our main thing is that we're asking Hashem for rain for Eretz Yisrael. So we beseech Hashem with the schus of two great people that Klal Yisrael contained, David and Shlaima, because they were the ones who were mispalel and worked for, so much for the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi gave us the two pshatim. Tana mishum Sumchas Amru. We learned that in the name of Sumchas they said Baruch Mashbil Haramim. That we don't end off that Baruch Merachem Al Ha'aretz, but we end off, blessed are you Hashem, that by holding back, refraining from giving Eretz Yisrael rain, what do you accomplish? That Mashbil Aramim, you lower the high ones, those who have Gaiva and think that they can do everything on their own, there's still a Ribbono Shlom in the world. And if he doesn't want to give you rain, he'll hold back the rain and then see what you can do by yourself. You don't forget that there's a Ribbono Shlom in the world because of your Gaiva. That's how Sumcha said the conclusion of the bracha is. And then we learned in the Mishnah, Shalish Taniyos Rishonis, the first three Taniyos, Anshe Mishmar, the Anshe Mishmar were Mesanav Lemeshlimin, they used to fast, but they did not complete the fast. The Anshe Mishmar were the 24 Mishmarim of Kohanim, and that rotated. And each Mishmar had 1 week of service in the base of Migdash, and each Mishmar was made up of seven Batei Avos, and they split up each day of the the week another base of that Mishmor, did the Avodah. So, and then the Mishnah, V'chulu, it says in our Gemara, what is the V'chulu referring to on Tezvav Amid Beis, two lines after it gets wide, it says, Anshe Mishmor Mutar and Lishtois Yain Belelois Avaloi Biyamim. The Anshe Mishmor, who have to be on call a whole week, so they're allowed to drink wine at night, but they're not allowed to drink wine during the day. As we'll see in the Gemara, they may be called up for active duty in the Beis HaMikdash, even when it's not one of their days. And we know a Kohen that does avoid is possible, that a Kohen who drinks wine is possible to do avoida. But va'anche beis av, loy b'yayim v'loy b'layla. If it's your day, you're at a beis av is today, then you can't drink wine by day or by night. And the Gemara wants to understand the reasoning for the chilek between an anche mishmer who's allowed to drink at night and an anche beis av who's not allowed to drink at night. Tana rabbanan, mivnei ma amru, anche mishmer mitarim lishtos yayim b'laylos. Avaloy b'yayim, why is an Anshe Mishmor, if it's his week of duty, he is mutter to drink wine at night, but not in the day? The answer is, Shematich but avoid al Anshe Beis Av. Maybe there'll be too many korbanos for the Anshe Beis Av, v'yavoyu v'yisayu lahem, and they'll call up the reserves. They'll call up, in other words, even if you're not from today's Beis Av, but they can call you up if they need extra hands. Let's say there were a lot of korbanos today, and they didn't have enough manpower to take care of all the korbanos. So they would call up somebody from the Mishmor who was not from today's Beis Av. So the point is like this. During the day, you never know how many korbanos are going to be brought. It could be all of a sudden there's an emergency. We need more people. So during the day, the Anshe Mishmor have to be on call. So they can't drink wine. But at night, you already know how many korbanos were brought. You have to help in the emurim that are burnt on the mizbeach. You have to help on the emurim that are burning on the mizbeach. But we know exactly how much we're dealing with, and we could say, you don't have to come to the Beis HaMikdash tonight. We have enough manpower. So then the Anshe Mishmor could drink wine at night. He knows he's not going to be called up for duty. Now the Gemara continues, Anshe Beis Av, loy b'yoyim v'loy b'layla. What's the reason that Anshe Beis Av do not allowed to drink a day and a night? They're on call in day and at night, because they have to do the avoid at night as well. Whatever avoiders have to be done at night. So Mimela, they can't drink. Mikan Amru, from here we learned the following Allah. And Rashi says, from what point? Since we learned that an Anshe Mishmar, even though it was not his day of duty that day, even so, he's usher to drink wine. So we find a new concept. What's the concept? That I could be not active, and yet I'm usher to drink wine. So from that I can learn, what about Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, you're a Kohen Bizman Hazeh. Can you drink wine? We're going to see it's not so pasha that Kahanim can drink wine Bizman Hazeh. That's a discussion of our Gemara. Because we could say, if you were an Anshe Mishmor and you have to be ready, maybe I'm going to be called up for duty, so Shema Yibane Beis HaMikdash, we have this throughout Shas. We have to worry, maybe today Mashiach is coming, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. It'll be built miraculously, apparently in one day. The Rabbanim Shalom will build it. And Mimela, you might be called up today. So if we find such a concept already, in the times when there was a Beis HaMikdash, Mikan Amru Kol Koyin, Rashi says, even a Koyin of Bizman Hazeh, even a Koyin who's living today, but he's not allowed to drink wine under certain conditions. Number one, Makir Mishmartoi Umishmeres Beis Avshaloi V'yedeya Shabbati Avoyso Kavua and Sham. So there's three conditions here. Number one, he's Makir his Mishmeres. As Rashi explains, he can trace the genealogy of his family back to Lamashal. Rashi brings down Yehoyariv, a Koyin, or Rashi says Yedayah the Koyin, and you could trace back generation after generation back to them, or one of the 24 Mishmeres. You know the names of your Avoisav, until Yehoyariv, and Rashi goes on, V'yodeya, Eze Yoyim, V'eze Shabbos, Hayoivdim. You know Ichreis, the last time before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, what was there, in what order did they come? I know exactly the week. And Mimele, I could figure out based on that, if the Beis HaMikdash would be active today, what would be my turn in the rotation? And Mimele, I could figure out which is my week. But also another criteria. Yodeya Shebotei Avoisa Kavuin Shom. Rashi says, what does it mean, Kavuin? Two pshatim, Rashi says. Number one, Rashi says, Yodeya Vadi Shebeisav Shloi Oivid B'Migdash. You have to know that your Beisav that you come from used to work in the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rashi, Lefishahar Boi Mibotei Avoisa Kavim Shloi Hukvu. Apparently, the Rashi doesn't say what criteria there was, but there were affiliated Batei Avos, and there were non-affiliated Batei Avos. Some Batei Avos were not affiliated. Apparently, they never did Avoda. Rashi doesn't give what the criteria is. Then Rashi says a second pshat. Shuv Amrli Rebbe, my Rebbe told me a pshat. Kvuin means shalay nischalo beisav. Maybe they're crept into your beisav chalolim and they were pasal avoida. So if you know number one that your beisav had no problems with yichas and they were kosher to do avoda and you know they were affiliated, they were part of the union and they were able and they actually did avoda. So then the halacha is osir lishtay siayin. They're not allowed to drink wine. Kol oisai hayoim, the day of where your Beis Av would be doing the avoda that day. Says Rashi. Let's look in this Rashi. It's very important. Rashi. Osir lishtes yayin kol oisai yoim v'suloi, but not more. You're not osir more. In other words, we would say, you know what? You should be osir more the whole week. We learned before that an anshe mishmor he could drink at night, but during the day he was usher a whole week to drink. So if I know when my Beis Av worked, which day, so I certainly know what week they were on call, so l'chayr should be usher the whole day. No, sulo. Now, in order to understand this Rashi, we have to go on the side to the Marav Runchberg. The Marav Runchberg says, Pirish Suloi, and he puts in words in Rashi which seem to be missing. Otherwise, Rashi is very difficult. The Marshah asks questions over here. Suloi Osir Mishum Shemi Yibana. He is no more Osir. Why would you say he's Osir? Because Shemi Yibana Beis Hamikdash, we'll go back to the Rashi now, V'tich Bara Avoida, V'yiez Etzarech Lavoid. What's the whole reason that there's a chashash here that this person should be Osir in wine? Because you might be called up for the Avoda. So he says, how much did the Rabbanan, how much were they Geyser? They were only Geyser on the day. They were not Geyser on the week. And he brings a Rashi further. So the way I understand this Rashi is as follows. And we're going to have here a total of four cases. So let's start with case number one, which we're dealing with right now. Case number one is, I know my Mishmer, I know my Beis Av, I know it's Kavua, I know it's Kosher, and they used to be affiliated, they used to do Avoda. In that case, I'm Usher on the day. Why am I Usher on the day? Because how many Sveikas do I have? I have one Suffolk. What's a Suffolk? Will there be a Beis HaMikdash today or not? Shemi Yibana Beis HaMikdash. And the Tanakhama, Rebbe's going to argue, and the Halacha is like Rebbe, that you're not worried about Shemi Yibana Beis HaMikdash. But according to the Tanakhama, you're worried. Shemi Yibana Beis HaMikdash. So I have one Suffolk. The Chachama were Machmer. If you have one Suffolk, maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built today. And Mimela, you know what Beis Av, today's your day. If today's your day, you're Usher. What about the whole week? The whole week. Wait a second. That's already more than one Suffolk. One Suffolk. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built today. Second Suffolk. Maybe I'll be needed because they'll have too much work. That so far, maybe I won't be needed. So coolly high. I mean, you could say Svek Sveka. We'll soon see. It depends. Sometimes they were Geyser on the Svek Sveka. Sometimes they weren't. But in this case, they weren't Geyser because maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built. And if it's built, maybe they'll need me. So much they weren't Geyser. Okay, so that's clear case number one. Let's go on to the next case. Back to the Gemara. The Makir, second line after gets wide. The Makir Mishmartoi, if he knows what week is his, but ve'ena makir mishmeres pesahav, but he does not know which day is his, shaloi, v'yoideya shebat yavais kavuin. He does know about the rest of his kavuin that they were affiliated, and they were kashrut avoda, kavuin sham, the din is, asr lishtas yayin kol oisa shabbos. Now he's already asr the whole week. Why? So here's the way I understand it. Because, again, we have one suffix if the Beis Hamikdash will be built. What's our second suffix? The second suffix is, I know one day this week, if the Beis Hamikdash is built, I know I have a job one day. I don't know which day this week. Oh, you! If the Beis Hamikdash is built, you know your one day. Then the Rabbanu were geyser. That's a even though it's also two suffix. Each day I could say, maybe today's not my day. But that, so for, in the first case that we had was, I knew my day, I didn't know, and I don't know if I'll be called up the rest of the week. Maybe you won't be called up at all. On that, they weren't machmer. This is the way that my Rav Runchberg explains it. But if you know you're weak, but you don't know what day, so that's a more serious problem. Because Shema Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and if the Beis HaMikdash is called, then this week, for sure, you gotta do one day. Ah, you don't know which day. There the Rabbanan were machmer. What were they machmer? That you're usher a whole week. Next case, the third case. Shom usher lishus yayin kol oisa shabbos. Now comes the third case. Eina makam mishmarto, mishmar space av shaloi. If he doesn't know his day, and he doesn't know his week, but v'yedei shabbat yavaisa kavuin shom, he knows that his bati avis were affiliated. He knows they were not chalolim, they were kosher. So he knows he has to participate in some manner, but he doesn't know which one of the 24. Then the din is usher lishus yayin kol hashana. Then you have to also to drink one whole year. Now, again, as we explained, how many sveikas you have? You have one, will the Beis Hamikdash be built? If the Beis Hamikdash is built, then you know you're due to work once in 24 weeks. Once in the rotation. You don't know which day. On that, the Rabbanan were machmer. And finally, there's a fourth case which is not brought in the Gemara, but Rashi brings it. What's the fourth case? You don't know if your family was affiliated. You don't know if they're kavua. What do we do over there? So Rashi says, if you don't know that they were kavua, this is the first wide line in Rashi at the bottom of the Amid. In all these cases, the three that we had in our Gemara, you know about the Avos Kavuin. The im ani yadei shabbat yavetz kavuin lavoid mutaru lishtas yayin kol hashana v'loy chashin in shema yibona v'shema beisav shelo yavdu ayoyim. This already is an easier. This here the Rabbanu we're not going, and this is the Rashi that my Rav Runchberg brings for the Rashi with which we began. In other words, here what's the case? I don't know if they're affiliated. I don't know if they're kosher. So if so, then we have two major sveikas. Suffolk one, will the Beis Hamikdash be built or not? Suffolk number two, even if it's built, you don't even know if you're part of the affiliation, if you're kosher. So on that again, the Rabbanan said that's already too far to make the person usher to drink wine a whole year. And on that, the Marav Ranchberg says, hu adin, that if you know everything, and the whole suffolk is, I know my Mishmor, I know my Beis Av, I just don't know if they're going to call me up this week, if they're going to be too busy or not. For that doesn't mean the Rabbanu were not geyser so far that you should be also to drink wine in that case a whole week, only the day that you know for sure is your Beis Av in that particular case. So this is how the Marav Ranchberg learns the Rashi, and we have the explanation of all these four cases. Continues, interesting, before we go on, Top Tosfos says, Pirish usher lishtas yayin chutz l'sudasai, aval b'sudasai mutter, the yayin shebetach suda ein mishaker. The whole sugya over here is speaking about that the kohen drinks wine not in a suda, but if you're drinking wine in a suda, then the suda dissipates the problem of the wine. It doesn't make you shikker, and memela it's mutter. However, not everybody agrees with Tosfos. The Karen Ira brings down that a revius of wine is usher, even if it is betoy chasuda. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi disagrees, and he says the following. I disagree with the Tanakhama. I say, If you're going to worry about what might happen, so then you could never drink wine. You would be usher. Why? Because we don't know. If you're worried, Shem Yibana Beis HaMikdash. So how do you know how it's going to be? Maybe when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built and they're going to have a Chanukah Sabayis of the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to call up the reserves to active duty. Everybody has to work today. So if you're worried every day, maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and everybody is going to be employable to do work in the Beis HaMikdash. So if you're going without cheshbon, they shouldn't drink wine ever. What should I do? Says Rabbi. The fixing of the problem, the allowing the kohen to drink, is because kalkolosai. Is because since Rachmana Litzlan, we have no Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we've been waiting for the Beis HaMikdash for over 2,000 years to be rebuilt. So Rabbi's saying we're not worried about Shem Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Of course, we're mechake b'chol yom sheyavoy, but based on what's been happening for over 2,000 years, every day we neman that halachic wise, we're not choishish that today Shem Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the kohen bizman hazeh should be also to drink wine. Amar Abaya, keman shasa edna kanech amra karabi. Who do kahanim go and drink today? And what's the heter? Teretz says they're Saimachan Rabbi. If they wouldn't be Saimachan Rabbi, they could be usher, like we saw. There's even cases where they would never be able to drink any wine because of Shem Yibana Beis HaMikdash. The answer is, we hold like Rabbi that we're not choishish in this halacha for Shem Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Continues the Gemara explaining the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, Anshe Mishmer, Anshe Maimer, Asurim, Lesaper, Lechabez, that the Anshe Mishmer, which we already discussed, and the Anshe Maimer, that these were 24 groups of Yisraelim. There's a halacha that a Baal has to be there b'shas the Korban. By the Korban, Tamid, which represents the whole of Klal Yisrael, so really we should have all of Klal Yisrael there. That's not a practical thing. So the Chazal appointed that there would always be 24 groups corresponding to the 24 groups of Kohanim. There are equally 24 groups of Yisraelim, and some of them would be in the cities davening and fasting, and some would be in the Beis HaMikdash davening. What were they davening for? That the Korban Tamid that Klal Yisrael was bringing should be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The halacha is that the Anshe, the Kohanim, the Anshe Mishmer, and the Yisraelim, the Anshe Maimed, Asurim L'Saper U'L'Chabes. When it's their week, they are also to take a haircut and also to do laundry. And the Meforshim speak out, even though the Aruch HaShulchan speaks out that even though Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash didn't work with their weekday clothes, they worked with special clothing. And here we're telling them, you're usher to wash your weekday clothing. And as we're going to see the reason, the Gemara is going to say in a second, because we don't want you to enter into the Beis HaMikdash looking menuvel. Similar to what we have, Legabe Chol HaMoed. Why can't you take a haircut on Chol HaMoed? Because if you can take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, you'll say to yourself, I'll wait till Chol HaMoed. And this way you'll come into Yontiv looking unkempt. We didn't want that, so we say you're not going to be able to take a shave or a haircut during Chol HaMoed. This way, you'll make sure to take it before Yontiv. This way, you won't enter Yontiv unkempt. Huadin, we are telling you the week that you're on duty, you're not allowed to take a haircut, and that will guarantee that you will come to the Beis HaMikdash looking proper. So the question is, what do you mean looking proper? I'm going to change. The kohen's going to change his clothing anyway. The teretz is even walking into the Har HaBayis with your weekday clothing before you change into your special Kohanim clothing, they didn't want you to come with unkempt hair or that disheveled. You slept in your suit all week. Therefore they didn't want to let you do it during the week that you were there, so that you would take care of it before you come into the Beis HaMikdash. However, Uba Chamishi on Thursday during that week of duty, Mutar Mivnei Kavod HaShabbos, you're allowed to do it to take a haircut and shave and do your laundry because of Kavod HaShabbos. My Taima, what is the reason for this whole thing? And we spoke this out already. Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanan Rabbi Yochanan, Kidei Shelo Yichlis L'Mishmeroi. They shouldn't come into the Mishmer being unkept. Tana Rabbanan. Melech Mestaber B'chol Yoyim. We have the same sugi in Sanhedrin where it says that a king has to get a haircut. Rashi says mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for a king every day to get a haircut. And the Gemara is going going to explain why in a minute. Kohen Gadol me'erev Shabbos, erev Shabbos, and Kohen Gadol gets a haircut from Friday to Friday. Kohen Hedged achas l'shoshim yoyim, once in 30 days. And the Gemara now explains. Melech mustaber b'chol yoyim my time, omer rab abba bar zavda omer karah, melech b'yaf yoyim techazan enech. You're supposed to see a king looking very handsome. The pasuk says, "Kain gal me'er Shabbos le'er Shabbos my time." I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Hoyil mishmaris mischat shoyis. Since every week there's a new mishmar, Rashi explains that when the mishmar comes in, they should see the kain gal looking good. They shouldn't have a bad first impression of the kain gal on a weekly basis. Kain hedged achsel shoshim yoyim minol. How do you know that a kain hedged has to take a haircut once in 30 days? I see a pair of parim in Nazir. We have Xer Shabbos from Nazir. Siv Hachet says here, v'roish that the a kohen hedget should not shave his hair, upera lo yishlchu, and they should not let long hair grow. Uksiv hasam, and it says over there, kadosh yiyeh, the nazir should be holy. Gadol pera sarosha, he should grow a pera. And mal ha'am shaloshim, just like over there by a nazir, he's supposed to not cut his hair for 30 days. Afkan shaloshim, here also, when we say that a kohen hedget should not have grow a pera, it means he should not grow it more than 30 days. He should shave it at the 30th day. He shouldn't have it for 31 days. The Gemara asks the question, "V'nazir guf minol, how do you know that a nazir has to have his hair uncut for 30 days? Amar Rav Masna, stam nazir shlosh miyam, because a regular nazir is 30 days. Minol, how do you know that? Amar kra, yiyya. It says, kadesh yiyya, gadol pera. So yiyya is begematria tlosin, 10, 5. That's the gematria of the word yiyya. That equals 30. And the Russian nazir says that we're not bringing Simach really on a gematria, but really it's halacha l'mashma Sinai. But we're using a remez from the gematria to 30. Amalei Rav Papa Labai said Rav Papa Labai, "Vidilma hachikam rachmana." Maybe this is the pshat in the pasuk of by the kohen hedged of what upera lo yishlachu, that it means loy lirbu klal, that they shouldn't at all have it too long. Now, what does that mean? They shouldn't have it long at all. So Rashi, a difficult Rashi here, which again the Marav Runshberg has in the Ois Beis, in the around six lines from where Rashi gets wide at the bottom. Rashi says, "Eli yistapru b'chol yoyim." You know what it means, like lir b'klal? Not that they should wait till 30 days, but they should be like a king. They should have to, maybe, la yishlechu pera means, that they should not, take a haircut, they should take a haircut every day. The hachi mashma upera da hainu shloishim lo yishlechu el yigalechu, a pera of 30 they shouldn't let it grow long, but they should be megalech. So the Marav Runshberg says, I have two difficulties with this Rashi. Let's look at the second last Tosfos for a second, and we'll see the Marav Runshberg's difficulties. Lo liber klal pirish, Tosfos learns different than Rashi. Vafilu ad lamed yoyim, maybe lo liber klal means they shouldn't even wait till 30 days. The kasha dim kang zera shava to pair lami. So what do I use the zera shava pair, which means 30? The yesh lami, the shemarat lami, loy libu ad lami jam el yigalech b'chav tes. They shouldn't wait till 30. So it means like this. The way, this is what the, Tosfos explains the kasha of the Gemara here as follows. The pasuk says, upera lo yishlechu, maybe pera lo yishlechu means don't let it reach up till pera. Means pera is 30, like we learned from Nazir. Don't let it, so the Nazir has to have a, he can't have a haircut for 30 days. And you, kohen hedged, you make sure you don't get up till 30, which is 29. That's how Tosfos learns the pshat. Says the Marav Runshberg, if we go back to Rashi, so what does Rashi mean? Rashi says, Elo yisapru b'chol yoyim. And by the way, Rabbeinu Gershom, on Ahmed Beis, you'll find the Rabbeinu Gershom, he says the same lashon. Elo mistapru b'chol yoyim. Maybe that's the Gemara's kasha. Every day they should, like a king. Frank the Marav Ransberg, what are they going to do with Tosfos kasha? Tosfos kasha is upera lo yishlechu. Upera is gzeira shava of 30. So how do you learn pshat in the pasuk? We make gzeira shava from Nazir. Maybe it means what? Every day. So how do you get to the number 30? So he said, and another problem he says is that Rashi says himself from the beginning of the Rashi till the end. Because at the end of the Rashi, Rashi sounds like Tosfos. What does Rashi say at the end? The hachi mashmu pera dahainu shloishim, Lo yishlichu el yigalechu. What did Tosis wind up at the end? Maybe you shouldn't go to 30, you should shave it at 29. That sounds like what Rashi is saying at the end. And yet at the beginning of Rashi, Rashi says you should shave every day. So it's Tzorachin, exactly what Rashi means. So let's go with the end of Rashi. I don't know what the beginning meant, and we'll go with Tosis. And then the Gemara works out very beautifully. The Gemara's kasha is, back to the Gemara, V'dilma, chikam rachman alay lir b'klal, means don't let it get to a state of 30, cut it off at 29. How do you know that it means don't let, how do you know that it means don't let it get to 31 and cut it off at 30? Maybe it means don't let it get to 30 and cut it off at 29. Amar Leih, he said to him the answer, yeah, because of lo yishlichu para, if we would put the yishlichu before the para kiddush amrat, then it would be like what you said. In other words, don't let it grow. Yishlichu means grow. Don't let it grow up to a para. Hashta dechsiv upera lo yishlichu, since it puts the word para first, so I learned the pshat, you have a para, you have a 30-day growth, don't let it grow to 31, but you already have 30. That is the pshat, the way the Gemara comes out, the way Tosfos learns.
Right?
Who says? Says a Tosfos, and what is it? Not bechol yom, ella yisapru bechof tes yom. So we have a hagor, which I don't have in my Gemara, which says that Rashi should be chof tes yom. Then it would come out exactly the way Tosfos says it. Thank you, Rabbi Schoenfeld. I hachi, frag the Gemara, afilo ha'idna nami, if so, as Rashi explains, it should come out, since you're learning it from a pasuk, that a koyin is not supposed to have a growth more than 30 days, why don't we do that even bizman hazeh? Even bizman hazeh, where there is no base of migdash, we should do the same thing. The Gemara answers, dumya d'shtuya yayin. We compare pruei roish to drinking wine. Ma shtuya yayin bizman b'yehudasar. Shaloi bizman b'yeshari. Just like shtuya yayin, Rashi brings a pasuk in Yecheskel that says, bevoyam alachotzer. That's when it's usher to drink wine. Bizman shabes mishkayim shabon shom lavoid, Rashi says. When they come into the basement of duty avoid it, then there's an isser of shtuya yayin. But shaloi bizman b'yebizman hazeh, where there is no base of migdash, there's no isser of shtuya yayin. Avhochanami by what? By the 30-day growth of hair. It's the same thing that it's only bizman bia. But bizman hazeh, there is no isser for a kohen to drink, and there's no isser for a kohen to have long hair. Frei the Gemara Vatanya, we learned in a brisa. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi said, we had this brisa before. Omer ani, I say that what kohanim asurim lishlish yayin liyoyla. That really, if you're going to worry about the base mikdash being rebuilt, the kohanim should never be allowed to drink wine, because maybe they'll be called up for duty any day of the year. They'll need them. As we explained before, the takana to drink is based on the fact that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, and we're not choyish for Yibana Beis HaMikdash. V'yom Rabbaya, Keman Shasa Idna Kahani Chamer. We learned this before, that Abaya says, who do Kahanim drink wine like today? Karebi. Like Rebbe. Michlal, the Rabbanan Asri. According to Rabbanan, it's usher for a Kohen to drink wine, even Bizman Hazeh. Now Rashi points out, we didn't need this diuk. Really, if you remember the Brisa before, the Brisa said clearly before Rebbe argued, it brought the sheet of the Chachamim that said that there are situations where a Kohen is also to drink wine. Except it's much easier, instead of quoting the Reish of the Brisa, Rashi says, we quote Rebbe, and then we say, Mechlal, that the Rabbanan Aser. What's the point of the Gemara? If, according to Rabbanan, it's also to drink wine for a Kohen Bizman Hazeh, then it should come out that it's also usher to have long hair. And how could the Gemara have said before that it's mutter bizman hazeh for a kohen hedja to have hair over 30 days? The Gemara answers, my time, what's the reason why the Rabbanan hold it's usher for a kohen to drink wine bizman hazeh? Because meher yibana beis hamikdash ubin and kohen haroy lavoida veleka, and you need a kohen who's fit to do avoida, and he drank wine, and he won't be able to do avoida. Hacha efsher. The misaper va'ayil, here by shaving, it's different than by drinking. By drinking, he'll be drunk, he'll have drunk too much wine, so I have a problem. Therefore, he shouldn't drink, and therefore the din is he's not even allowed to drink less than revius. Since a revius is also even less than revius is also. But by shaving, I have an eitzah. What's the eitzah? He can go get a haircut, and he's called up, let him take a quick haircut, and he's ready for active duty. If you're speaking about eitzes that you could do, maybe he'll sleep a little bit. And where do we know that sleep helps? Derech mil, the person walks a mil, which is either bisman is at 3,000 to 4,000 feet, or vishina koshu, and a little sleep, mafigin, they dissipate as a yayin. So let him go to sleep, and then he'll be able to do the avoida. So the Gemara says, no, lav mi yitmar lo, didn't we learn on this? Rav Nachman or Rav Ravua, lo yishan al kshashasa shir revius. When do you say that sleep helps? That's only if he drank a shir revius. Avo shasa yosem revius, but if he drank more than revius, kol shchen shederech matridosoi, certainly by walking a mill that the derech will disturb him, vishina mishachorosai, and the sleeping will make him shikur, will intoxicate him, and therefore they were geyser, as I said before, less than a revius, or a revius ought to more than a revius as well. So therefore, it's not an eitzah, and therefore, it would be usher, therefore, shtuye yayin, is usher according to Rabbanan b'zman hazeh, but a haircut, having long hair, is not a problem. Rav Ashi Amar, you know what the difference between shtuye yayin and puri rosh is? Shtuye and the machli avoda, shtuye yayin are machal avoda. If somebody drank wine, then he makes the avoda pasul. As Rashi brings down, the pasuk says yayin v'sheicher al teisht, and then next to it it says lahavdil ben hakadosh ben hachol, ben avoda kedusha l'mechulalas. That if he did an avoid of shtuye yayin, he's mechalel. So when it's mechalel, gozru b'rabbanan. So the rabbanan made exera even bisman hazeh. Ba'pruei roish d'loy machli avoda. Ba'pruei roish, where we don't say, Rashi says, we don't find anywhere the word chil. Ba'pruei roish, that's not machli avoda. Loy gozru b'rabbanan, therefore bisman hazeh, it's mutti. That's the difference between shtuye yayin and pruei roish. Yeah, and this?
And this is only a mitzvah to get the haircut. It's not an equal. No, the Puri
Reish is based on Reishim lo yigale, para lo yishlechu. Yeah, it's also derisive. Continues the Gemara. Meisa, I'll ask you a kasha. Ve'elu shem b'misa. These are the ones who are chayv misa b'dei shemayim shtuye yayin upurei roish. Bishlam shtuye yayin behedjik sivbu. It says yayin v'sheicher al teish, and on the side it says atovanecha v'loy samusu. You will not die. And loy samusu, Rashi points out, means misa b'dei shemayim. You will not die b'dei shemayim. It doesn't say you must. You must would mean that you are put to death by bezdin shalmata. But loy samusu means die b'dei shemayim. So we see clearly by shtuye yayin that there's misa b'dei shemayim. Ela puri roish menol. How do you know there's misa b'dei shemayim by puri roish? If they have a hair over 30 days, the siv. V'roish lo yigalechu per lo yishluchu. Uksiv basrei v'yayin lo yishnu. Kol koyim b'voyim el chatzar pnimis. We have in Yecheskel one pasuk right next to the other concerning puri roish and shtuye yayin. V'iskos puri roish and shtuye yayin. Ma shtuye yayin b'misa puri roish misa. Just like shtuye yayin is misa, so to puri roish b'misa. Mina. And now what's negay our Gemara? Ima shtuye yayin de machli avoda, a puri roish de machli avoda. If you're comparing shtuye yayin to puri roish, then we can also compare it legabe machli avoda. That's the Gemara's kasha. How could you, Rav Ashi, have made a chilek between shtuye yayin and puri roish? That one is machli avoda, one's not. From here, lechayru, we should see that both are machli avoda. And now we have different girsas here. Rashi says there was a girsa which the Masoras HaShas, for example, over here brings down that the word kasha, that the Gemara Taka ends with kasha. Rashi here says that you're not goyris the word kasha, and the Gra says that the correct girsah is what we have in the parentheses, which others take out. So it's different, the Marshah is Moichiket. So let's learn to grow with the parentheses. The Gemara makes a chilek. The Gemara doesn't really explain why. The Gemara says, no, loy, ki iskish, lemisu iskish, avlachuli avoid, loy iskish. We say it's only compared for one thing and not for the other. And the Gemara doesn't go into why it is compared for Misa and not for Achuli Avodah. That the Gemara says this is the correct Girsa, and again, according to others, the Gemara says Kasha, it's Taka Kasha, that if both are Chayav Misa, both should be Mechal Avodah as well. Armalei Ravina Ravashi, Hamid Kamidasi Cheskel Man Amra. This halacha, that Purei Rosh Achayiv Misa, if they did the avoda with long hair, and you are bringing me that the whole Makar is a pasuk in Yecheskel. What happened before Yecheskel? Amar Leila Tamech, according to your reasoning, Haram Rab Chizda, Dover Zemetaris Marshaloi Lamadnu. We didn't learn this from Chumash. Umidivir Kabbalah from the Navi Lamadnu. What is the halacha? Kol Ben Necher, Aral Leiv, Aral Boser, Lo Yavavi Al Migdashi, Lishar Seini, as Rashi explains, that any oral, even an oral boser, if his brothers died machmas mila, where he's an oinus, he's not allowed al pi halacha. It's a sakana for him to take mila because he might die as well. But yet, if he's an oral boser, the halacha is that he's not allowed to do avoda. From where do you know it? You know it from a pasuk in Yecheskel Mem Dalet. So we have the same kasha. Hamakami dasi Yecheskel Man Amra. Who said it before Yecheskel? Elo, you have to say Gemara Gomer La concerning that halacha of mila. You have to say that it was a halacha l'maishem Sinai. Yecheskel just made it into a pasuk from the Navi, but really they had a Kabbalah Alachu Ma'aser Sinai. Hachanami over here also Gemara Gomer La Vasi Yecheskel Vasmecha Kra. It was Alachu Ma'aser Sinai, and Yecheskel was sarmichet on a pasuk. And here again, the next parentheses, there are those like the Marshal who takes it out, others leave it in, and it's the same as what we had said before in the Gemara Ki Gemiri Halacha Lemisa Lachule Avoda Loi Gemiri, that the Gzeirishava between the smichas ha-psukim between shtuya yayin purei roish, that it was lemisa, but it was not legabi chil avoda, and therefore the Gemara had the answer before that there's a chilik between the two. Rav Ashi says why they were geizer on shtuya yayin bizman hazeh, the rabbanan, was because machli avoda purei roish. We don't learn from shtuya yayin, and that's not machli avoda, and the rabbanan were not geizer. Continues the Mishnah. The Gemara is explaining the Mishnah. The next part, call a customer beginless time, stolen lispid, lefon of usr, lachav mutter. Any of the Yom Tovim that we've learned about in Megillas Tainus, which are listed there for special occurrences that they were kaveya yontiv, so we don't make a hespid before the yontiv, but before the yontiv is mutter to make a hespid. Before the yontiv, it's usher to make a hesped, and la'achrav, it is mutter to make a hesped. Tana Rabbanan, Ilan Yoyma, this is written in the Megillas Tainus, Ilan Yoyma de Loilasana behind, these are the Yom Tovim where you don't fast, umiktsasin, and some of the Yom Tovim have even a bigger chumr de Loilamisbid behind, that you don't make a hesped either. Mireish Yarchlid in Nissan from the beginning of Chodesh Nissan. Vatamnya, and until the 8th day of Nissan, in the 8th day of Nissan, Isukum Tmida. The Talmud became affixed in Klal Yisrael, and the din is the Laila Misbid one. You don't make a hesped, and certainly you don't fast on those days. Rashi explains what happened. Shahayu at Sadukim Arimrim Yachid Misnadiv, maybe Talmud. You don't need a Talmud to be brought from the money in the Trumas Halishka, but a Yachid himself can bring a korban tamid. Why? They learned the pasuk. Es hakeves ha'echa taseh baboyku. You should do it in the morning. Ves hakeves ha'sheni taseh bein arboyim. The tamid shall bein arboyim. What did the chazal answer back to the tzedukim? The pasuk says, as korbani lachmi lishai tishmeru lahakrav. That's a lashon rabim, that they should all be brought from the Trumas Halishka, and the tzedukim then were moided to the chachamim. So there was such a yontiv when it became established in Klal Yisrael how to bring the tamid shall shakram bein arboyim properly from the money of the Gazes and not from the Trumas Halishka and not from a Yochid, they made a Yontiv. Continues the next Gemara, Mitamnya be'atsoif mayada, from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, itusev chaga de shvuya. So they settled the chag of shvuas, because there was also a problem, as Rashi brings down. The Baisusim said that it says in the Torah that Acher HaShabbos, and they said It says mimachras haShabbos, so the by Susan Darshan that you always start counting the 7 weeks leading up to Shavuos from Sunday. That's what it means. We the Chazal say it means from Yontif after the first day of Yontif, and they said that it means from mimachras haShabbos means from Shabbos. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai met with them, the Rashi on the first wide line. He said shoytim, why do you say such a thing? And no one answered except for a certain Zakin that he said that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Ayiv Yisrael, and he knew that Atzeres is only one day Yontiv, and therefore he made it after Shabbos so that the Jews should have 2 days in a row of Oynig Shabbos and Oynig Yontiv. And then they were able to show this old man that he was wrong, and the Baisusim agreed finally. They were forced to agree based on the Psukim that they're wrong, and they established exactly when Shavuos was, and as a result, this happened during this period of the year. And therefore, during this period of the year, again, the Loyla Mispid behind it says in Megillas Tainis, and certainly you do not make a Tainis on those days. Amar Mar, we learned, Merei Shachlev Nisna Tamni Be Yisukim Tamida, the Loyla Mispid, Lamali Merei Shiarcha, Lema Mitrebin Nisna, Rosh Chaydish Gufi Yantifu. Rosh Chaydish is a Yantif, as the last line of Rashi says. It says, Kara Alai Moyed. And Chazal say it's referring to Rosh Chaydish Av. So we see that Rosh Chaydish is considered a Yontiv. So if it's a Yontiv, what do you have to tell me from the beginning of Rosh Chaydish? Listen, until the eighth day is a Yontiv. It's a Yontiv anyway because it's Rosh Chaydish. So the Gemara says, no, typically, Rosh Chaydish could be Yontiv. I'm a Rav, like Nitzchah, lesser, Yom Shalafanav. By saying, if I would say from the second day, then I would not asur the day before, because the day before is asur anyway, it's Rosh Chodesh. I want to asur that even Erev Rosh Chodesh should be asur. So the only way I can say that Erev Rosh Chodesh asur is if I say it starts from Rosh Chodesh, and then I'll asur the day before in Hesped also. Frey the Gemara, Ushalafon of Nami typically Davali Yom Shalafne Rosh Chodesh. So why do you have to say it? Say it starts from the second day. So the second day, what's with the first day? First day is Rosh Chodesh. What about the day before Rosh Chodesh? That's Usher because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh. Just like all these Yom Tovim, the day before would be Usher. So if it's the day before Rosh Chodesh, also Usher. The Gemara says, no, if you're only coming onto it Mikayach Rosh Chodesh, the day before would not be Usher. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh Doraisa, Doraisa loy boy chizik. Rosh Chodesh is a Doraisa, as we saw the pasuk. A Karolai Moed has the whole Yontiv of Rosh Chodesh has a din the Araisa. It's mid Araisa. The Araisa loy boy chizik. You don't have to mechazik it. So we would not ask Erev Rosh Chodesh. So therefore we say that Rosh Chodesh is part of the Yom Tovim that are Megillas Tainus. And Tainus Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and therefore even the day before will be Aser. The Sanya we learned Hayom Elak Subim Megillas Tainus. These days that are written in Megillas Tainus. Lefneim Elachareim Aserim. This man the Yomer argues on what we said before. He says that it's Aser both the day before and the day after. But Shabbos of Yom Tovim Hein Aserim Lefneim Hein Aserim. They are Aser, but Lefneim Elachareim Mutarin is Mutar. My average man says that. What's the difference between the Yom Tovim that are written in Megillas Tainus and real Yom Tovim of Shabbos and Yontiv? What is the difference? Halalu Divrei Torah, V'Divrei Torah and Shri Chizik. We don't have to make a Chizik to Divrei Torah. So we don't ask for the day before. Halalu Divrei Seifrim. Those others from Megillas Tainus are from the Rabbanan, and people don't regard the Rabbanan as Choshev as the Raisa. U'Divrei Seifrim Shri Chizik. We need more of a Chizik. We even ask for the day before. That's why you had to tell me that this series of Yom Tovim starts from Rosh Chodesh Nissen and not from Beis Nissen, in order to make sure that Erev Rosh Chodesh outside Din Rabbanan would require a chizuk, and it would also be usher behesped ubetainus.
You said